Well, Mike, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you doing?
How's the world?
It's pretty cool. It's pretty fantastic. Yeah.
Cheapers. I'll have some of that. How was your car yesterday, by the way? Do you have a car?
My car. I do have a car, and it's covered in, looks like mud.
Sand of the Sahara, apparently.
Nope. I was at the circus.
Oh, you were?
So I was in the muddy field from the circus, was what it was.
What circus were you at?
Up in Leopardstown. It was Circus Vegas.
How was it?
It was brilliant, actually. Yeah, lots of acrobatics and trampolining and the strong man. And yeah, it was an action-packed circus. It was really good. A couple of ponies, probably Shetlands, I guess.
Yeah, little ones.
The baby ones.
The little fun-sized ones. So I say IKEA, you say
IKEA.
Now, is that your pronunciation or is that the correct pronunciation?
That is the correct pronunciation. Yes, being a Swedish company, and right across Europe, they say IKEA.
IKEA.
So yes, we are a little bubble here, and we say IKEA, but it's not IKEA. It's IKEA.
So do you say IKEA when you're going to IKEA?
Well, I never go to IKEA, but when I'm going to IKEA, I do say IKEA.
So if I said to you, I'm going to IKEA, you'd say, well, good luck with that, because you'll get nothing there. You need to go to IKEA, where they sell all that furniture and stuff.
Pretty much, that's correct, yeah.
Okay.
Just like going shopping in Lidl. I've never been to Lidl either, but I go to Lidl doing my shopping.
Now, I would agree with you on that one, because I heard somebody from Lidl saying it's pronounced Lidl like needle.
Yes, exactly.
So I would say Lidl too, a bit like John McCain playing on his phone in the Senate when he said sometimes it gets a little bit boring. So
That's
how we remember this. And do you say Aldi or Oldal, or are you Aldi as well?
No, I say Aldi.
And do you say Super Value or Super Value?
I sometimes say mostly Super Value.
Okay, when do you say Super Value? Because the E's gone off it, so you're within your rights there.
Oh, you know what? I didn't even notice the E was gone.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
That's why it stops being value. It's value.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So
I think I'd stick with the value. I think I'd stick with the value.
So
I
when
guess
you,
they're still meaning value.
When you tell your friends you're going to IKEA, do they say, oh, come on, don't be such a knob?
No, it just flies right by them. They know what I'm saying because they have heard it correctly spoken before on TV ads, I'm sure.
IKEA, because they do hire people from, where's IKEA? Sweden, to do the ads. You can often hear them saying, well, I can't really do Swedish accent, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, they just don't have enough TV ads, I think is the reason. Like, Lidl had quite a few TV ads going on, but IKEA didn't really have so many only when they opened up first.
I can't do this. I can't
I know,
do
see,
it. Mike, I'm not comfortable
IKEA
with it at all.
If I say IKEA often enough on this call, maybe you and others will start going to IKEA.
I don't know if I'll ever get to IKEA. I can't see it. But you see, if we were to take this to its logical conclusion, right?
Go on.
You'd never say Paris. You'd say Paris, because that's what they call it there. And we'd never
but
go,
I'm
going to eat a nice Chinese restaurant. I'm going to a Chinese restaurant. You'd say, I'm not going to, you know, and this could go on. You know, words that we have taken from other languages, we don't tend to use their pronunciation of it. We just use our, for example, a friend of mine from America says, I can't understand why none of you can get our president's name right. His name is Barack Obama, not Barack. Because we're Irish,
yes.
Barack, like the Barack cake. It's Barack is the correct pronunciation. So we could take this and keep going.
I am a stickler for correct language usage. In fact, so much so that only about 2 weeks ago, I started a new business. It's called textisimage.com.
Yeah.
Because your text and your language that you use, this is regarding websites, I see so many errors that are really just plain stupid. They obviously pass by the spell check, but they're not grammatically correct or it's in the wrong context.
So this is like it's an eats, shoots, and leaves thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, I understand your pain there.
A book that I've never read, actually. Somebody said to me over the weekend, have you read Eats, Shoots, and Leaves? I said, no, I don't even know what it's about, really.
Okay,
and
so
they told me. I thought, oh my goodness, this is exactly what I'm into. So I'm going to get that book for sure.
Well, there are a lot of people. And do you have any American in you at all?
People often say this to me. You won't believe this, but you know me from about 20 years ago. We haven't seen each other in that long.
Mike Deegan.
Yeah.
Go on.
I don't have... The only American I have is... Here's my theory, okay? You're going to love this. When I was a kid, my dad had a job working as an engineer. And we moved around the country quite a bit when he was working here for 2 years and there for 3 years. And But back in those days, in the 80s, there wasn't such a big rental market in housing. So when we, for example, moved from Tipperary to Roscommon, well, there was nowhere to rent, so they had to buy a house there. So they'd buy a house in different places and then sell it, move to the next place and move along like this. So I've lived in all corners of the country. Okay. And my theory on my accent is, and you're right, everybody says I have an American. Are you from America? I've never even been to America.
Really?
So my theory is this. The American accent comes from a confabulation, and that's the wrong word, I know, but an amalgam of all of the Irish going to America over the years. And all of those accents mixed together come up with an American accent. There can be no other reason for the way I talk.
Okay. It's just why it was when you said stupid, I thought you definitely had spent some time in New York, but it's not.
There
it's
you
just,
go. No, it's just the way I speak.
Okay. Well, there's nothing wrong with it. You've set the proverbial among the proverbials, so thank you for that.
Thank you, Ryan, for having me.
And it's good to talk to you.
And you too.
Many years later.
Many, many years later. Yes, not in any spar shops anymore.
That's it, exactly. That's so funny. We've moved on to our IKEA. Where are we going?
IKEA.
IKEA, gotcha. Mike, have a good day.
You too, Ryan. Bye.